All right, everyone. This is the moment you were waiting for. I shared on LinkedIn that I am generating about five, actually not even five, like about 9 to 15 leads a day. And I'm not making any cold calls. So in this video, I'm gonna show you how I do that. So here's what I do. So I personally don't make any cold calls whatsoever. What happened at the beginning of the pandemic is we noticed a big drop off on people applying for sales positions at Digi. And of course, we need to generate sales for our different technology tools and services that we provide brokers and commercial real estate professionals to grow their businesses and list their properties and market them and get more exposure. But that began to be a big problem. Starting the pandemic, probably around like February, and then in March, we found ourselves not having any great candidates by April. So what we decided to do was, I had a friend who runs turnkey virtual assistants for residential real estate, and he gave me this idea. We've already had a team in the Philippines that deals with all of our listing data entry for commercial real estate professionals, like email their listings over to Digi to enter them. It just makes more sense than having a human being in the United States paying them $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year dealing with HR, payroll, taxes, all this other stuff. So we built that team about 4.5, maybe 5 years ago. And I went to my operations manager and I said, hey, can you find me some people that have great English, who can cold call, who have experience doing this? And they said, yeah. So she narrowed down some candidates for me. They were fantastic. So I had a video of the person speaking so I could see how, you know, they express themselves. I also had them not only do the video, but I saw their resume, so I see that they had worked in residential, or they had worked at mortgage companies or call centers, etc. And from that video, I was able to tell, hey, you know, that person has a personality and the verbal speech that I'd like to my prospective clients to have when they're speaking to somebody on the phone. And so I hired this person. This was about 3 months ago, and they started rocking it. And I started sharing this with other broker friends of mine, and they said, hey, can you find me a virtual assistant? At the beginning, I said no, but then what ended up happening is more and more brokers have asked us for help doing so. So we've actually built out a platform which we pair you up with somebody who works in your time zone and does all of that for you so that you can generate more leads. So while you're in a meeting or you're reading lease comments or PSAs, negotiating with the attorneys, et cetera, et cetera, you have somebody who's fully dedicated to growing your business. Now, the number one objection that comes is like, hey, they don't know real estate. What should I do? Well, take a look at us, right? You need to know commercial real estate to be able to sell to commercial real estate professionals our tools and services and our technologies. But they don't. They absolutely don't. Think about them as appointment setters. Really what they do is they call on a segmented list that basically we'd say, hey, I want you to call all the people in these regions, and I want you to, you know, we send an email blast out, that's what we do, and then we look at the open rates, and then, you know, we get some responses. So then their job is to reply back to the responses, get them on the phone, and say, hey, look, I saw that you were interested in X, Y, and Z. Let's get you a meeting with, you know, Roxanne on our sales team, who can walk you through all of that. And they set the appointment for Roxanne, then she goes on the phone, sends out an agreement, gets it signed, and we're done. So that's the one thing, is they don't need to know commercial real estate. It doesn't take somebody knowing commercial real estate to find out if somebody wants to sublease a space. It doesn't take anybody knowing commercial real estate to know if they want to renegotiate their lease. It doesn't take anybody in commercial real estate to think, oh, I'm thinking of buying a building, or I'm thinking about selling my building to free up cash for my business because COVID's affected me. It doesn't take a real estate person to ask another person, hey, do you want to sell your building? Do you have an upcoming vacancy that you'd like to get filled, etc.? And the beautiful thing about these virtual assistants is that you can actually have them just cold call, set appointments for you, manage your database, clean up stuff, find email addresses. They usually call any of this data collection, they call it skip tracing. So they can skip trace all of that stuff, find building ownership information, they can find a bunch of other stuff. And we've basically developed a plan where these individuals can actually make, I want to say 100 calls, but our team's really, really good. And each one of our salespeople, by the way, I went from one salesperson to four. So in a matter of months, because it started working so well. And that's recently, when I put the post, we only had three. Just keep that in mind. So each one of these people are generating between 3 to 5 hot leads a day interested in our business so that they can sign up as customers and start growing their business. So basically what they do, how they are able to make so many calls is we have these technologies that we put together. So when let's say the virtual assistant cold caller calls somebody, if they don't pick up the phone, they press a button and there's a pre-recorded voicemail that says, "Hey, it's Andrew Bermudez over at Big Z. Wanted to see if you want to sublease your space." And then usually you just have a campaign. So you say, "Hey, VA, you're going to focus on this. You know, I want you to find people who want to sublease, or people who want to do a sale lease back, or people who want to do this." So there's a campaign and we set that all for you along with our partner company that fulfills the VA service. But I'm not sitting here to tell you, you know, reach out to us to have a VA. It makes it a lot easier, but yeah, you know, we basically, you don't have to hire, interview, figure out what to look for, etc. It's all turnkey. We basically find the people who can execute. We design a strategy for them to go after, and that makes it easy. But you can actually just do this yourself if you don't want to do this with us. You can actually just, you know, go on Upwork or these freelance websites and tell them what you're looking for, and then start screening individuals. So it'll take you a lot more time and energy to do that. So it's better to go to a turnkey solution like we've designed, but you can do this. And then the first thing is you just gotta train them. Just go, "Hey, I want you to call. If you pick up the phone, hang up, just drop the voicemail." You have them do that the first couple of days. Once they get comfortable, then you can have a mock call with them and then say, "Okay, I'm gonna pick up the phone and I'm gonna ask you some questions." And okay, so like, let's say the campaign for that week is to find people that want a sublease space. You pick up the phone, they call you and go, "Hey, you know, it's your VA, or it's John Doe's VA. Wanted to see if you have too much space, if you'd like to sublease, or if you need to move." And they go, and then you start hammering with questions. And then when you're done, then you can actually say, "Hey, let's correct these things." Now, that's a lot of work for a lot of brokers who are busy. So that's what we started offering, this turnkey service where we do all that. But the number one thing that I got to tell you is that I've learned, each one of our remote team, I like calling them remote teams rather than VAs, they come with a lot of benefits. One, you know, it's a pure write-off. You don't have to deal with payroll taxes or anything like that. Much, much cheaper than hiring a human being. You know, a human being may cost you, with that skill set, may cost you anywhere between $60,000 to $80,000 a year, payroll tax, vacation, all that stuff. You're going to pay a fraction of that, anywhere from $5 to $10 an hour for that person, and you only pay them. They also work on your time zone, so even though if they're based out of the Philippines or anywhere else, they have great English, but they work in your time zone, which is superb. They have great English, they, you know, write, they have a great system to do that, they update your database anytime they make a call, they go find individuals who, decision makers, etc., to help grow your business, and this happens in the background. And then the beautiful thing is, every day, as long as you're up and running, you have one or two calls, setup appointments, meetings, etc., that you gotta do. So the number one thing I would like to share with you in 2021 is, you know, that it takes about 100 cold calls to at least get, you know, a response rate. But these individuals have such a great process, from dropping voicemails automatically so they can cover more ground, to setting appointments for you, etc., and being able to grow your business. If you're a broker, you have 17 different jobs, from mini attorney reviewing leases to, you know, drafting up LOIs, doing all this stuff. And then while you're being consumed, 70% of your time is being consumed in actually executing the business, you're completely neglecting the pipeline. And that's where every single commercial real estate professional gets himself in trouble. That's why companies have salespeople and sales development reps. So you should definitely consider getting your own sales development rep. Like I mentioned, I don't make a single cold call, and I'm getting anywhere from 9 to 15 appointments, and soon it's going to be much more than that since we've added another person. But I want to challenge you this year to be smart with your time. Use the fact that you've got people across the world who can work your time zone, and at the same time have great communication skills to help you dig up opportunities while you're working on the business, making sure that you're executing and turning those clients and assignments into closed transactions so that you can actually make money, and keeping that pipeline full for these individuals. If you guys have any questions, please leave a comment. We'd love to help out. As all of you know me, I'm always willing to help. I was a broker for many, many years. And if I would have known this from day one when I was a broker, I think I would have done wonders with my time. I would have gone from one virtual assistant making calls and appointments for me, I would have probably gone up to 5 or maybe even 10 and grown my team even larger than it was before I left after 13 years in commercial real estate. Leave a comment. We love you guys, and we'll catch you next time. Let us know how your VA goes.